Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Ann Bryce, and this is the morning interview at 8:16. Joining me in the studio, I have Taylor Ciambra, the director of The Flattering Word, being held at the Sitka Community Theater. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you.
And I have Shannon Hoagland here as well. She's the producer of the play. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, so The Flattering Word, it's at Sitka Community Theater. It's taking place March 27th, 28th, and 29th, but auditions are right now. So let's actually start out with The Flattering Word. Tell me a little bit about this play, Taylor.
Well, this is a great play from the 1920s, and it's about an actor who comes to town to visit an old friend. Turns out she's married to a really stuffy pastor who doesn't like theater, doesn't want to meet this actor, Jean, and doesn't want her to keep talking to him. And the play really turns into why people should do theater in a very funny way.
Oh, great. So it's about the power of theater.
In a sense, yeah.
And it's in a one-act comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And kind of how did you go about choosing this play?
Well, I wanted to pick a play that would be great for community theater, get people excited, so what are things people are interested in? And I thought, well, it's a new community, kind of new to theater, so why should we do it? And this play really outlines that in a clever way, the importance of theater and self-expression and how to understand different types of people. And the age range in this play is pretty wide. And I thought that was also great for the Sitka community. Get younger folks and older folks, and that really epitomized what I wanted to do.
Great. And how long have you been involved in theater?
Since I was 15 in high school, and then through college I studied it. And yeah, I came here, and my next step as a director was really to start doing community theater and get out of educational theater.
Great. And have you been a director before? Have you directed plays before?
I have. That's what I studied in college. And my last production was The Vagina Monologues. And before that were three student-written plays.
Great. Yeah. And so for auditioning, people who would like to audition, how many roles are there available?
There are five. There's an older man who's the pastor, his younger wife, and then two of their church participants. One is an older mom and one is a teen daughter, but could easily be a son. And then the mysterious, charming actor who's about 30 as well.
Okay, great. And who can, is it open for anyone in the community?
Definitely.
And when are the auditions?
They are they're January 25th. January 25th and January 20th.
29th. Got it.
The 29th.
Okay, great. So 4 p.m. on Sunday, January 25th, 6 p.m. on Thursday, January 29th, and they're at the Rasmussen Student Center. So when people come, what should they be prepared to do?
Have a lot of fun. They'll be reading scenes in a group, so really low pressure. Just be ready to have fun and talk to me for a little bit.
Great. And they don't have to kind of prepare in any way, really? Did they have to memorize a script or anything like that?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'll provide the scripts, and there'll be an outline of the characters that they can look over before they pick what they want to read.
And it's a group audition, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean when it's a group audition?
It means you'll be reading a scene with two or three different people. It's not just you and me.
Okay. So it's not one-on-one, it's a group thing.
Right.
Okay, great. So auditions for The Flattering Word, Sitka Community Theater's play this March, the auditions are January 25th and 6 p.m. on Thursday, January 29th. Again, 4 p.m. Sunday, January 25th, 6 p.m. on Thursday, January 29th, auditions. And if people have questions, can they give you a call?
Definitely.
Okay, what's your number?
203-815-4126.
All right. And Shannon, let's talk about Broadway night.
Yeah, and just a little note on the auditions. There aren't a ton of parts, but one of the goals, I think, you know, one reason for getting Taylor is that she's an experienced director, so when people come to auditions, like she said, they're supposed to be fun. And if you're a new actor, you should get something out of it. Like, you should learn what it's like to be in an audition. She should give you some direction so you will learn what it's like to direct. And if you don't get a part, it's like we have radio theater coming up, and most people get parts in radio theater. So that's a really good dive in for some people, especially if you don't have the time for a full play, you know.
Mm-hmm. So there are other opportunities in the future.
Yeah, tons of opportunities to be involved in theater in this town, plus the GSACs, the Greater Sacramento Arts Council's melodrama, in addition to the plays we do.
Okay. And so Broadway night, that's coming up. It's Friday, January 30th.
Yes. I start hyperventilating when you say that. Yeah, it's a week away. And, yeah, we have all the pieces in place. And so, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about Broadway night. How long have you been doing it? What's it all about?
This is our fifth Broadway night, and it started out, Ed Ronco and I met, and we both realized we were theater people, and we're under the Greater Sacramento Arts Council, and they've always said that they would support us, you know, if we didn't have the money put together. But we thought it would be nicer if we were more self-sufficient, so we became kind of a little branch of Greater Sacramento Arts Council. And so Ed and I just had this idea of getting together people like, you know, P.J. Ford Slack, and who was a principal at the high school at the time, John Stein, and just a bunch of other people you didn't know sang. And they also happen to be, you know, crazy Broadway people. And with great voices. So the idea was to get together local celebrities, to, you know, people you didn't know sang, to get up on stage and perform, and then we were going to have food and donated wine. And anyway, it was going to be a great fundraiser, and it turned out great. The first year, it was great, but, you know, we had so many kinks to work out with the performance space. And now we have Otis Theater, great. Sick of Fine Arts Camp has this wonderful space for just this event. There's enough room for tables, chairs, and so it's exactly the event that Ed and I had always kind of dreamed of. And unfortunately, Ed's not here anymore, but we're carrying on the tradition. And this year, we were lucky enough to get Andrew Hames as our MC, and he's a natural. And he also knows pretty much the whole Broadway songbook. It's ridiculous how much Broadway music he knows.
So this year, when people attend the event, what can they expect to happen? What does it look like?
It's a little crazy, I gotta say. It's like, you know, it's tends to be a big mix of ages and a lot of the older set, because they know when they come it's going to be a pretty, you know, G-rated, PG-rated event. It's early. We start the event at 6. Doors open at 6. The singing will start around 6:30 after you've kind of settled in, gotten your wine, and found a seat. And we try to, you know, we don't pack the place, so it's not crazy in that way. But it is, we generally sell out. There aren't that many tickets available because of the format, because we have tables and chairs and, you know, and food and all that stuff. So we sell 100 tickets in advance, and the ticket sales are right now pretty brisk.
And tickets are $35?
Right, and that includes your food and 2 glasses of wine. You get 2 drink tickets, and you redeem them. We have the Nugget catering again this year, and I thought they did such a great job last year, and they're really wonderful people to work with, so they agreed to do it again this year.
And where can people get tickets?
Right now, the bookstore is closed right now. I don't know if you probably know that, but so the bookstore is closed, so the Sentinel, Daily Sick at Sentinel, has agreed to sell tickets. So you can get tickets there, but I think the bookstore is opening on Monday, so starting Monday you can get them there, but if you're, you know, getting anxious or you have some free time today, you can come down to the Sentinel.
Okay, and who are a few of the performers that people can expect to see at Broadway night?
Well, Andrew is going to lead off the show, and he's also part of the Breakers, and they're going to do 2 numbers from Jersey Boys. We have Jay Sweeney back again. Glad to have him back. Tracy Turner, Julia Smith, who's got a wonderful voice. Celia Lubin and her friend Hallie are singing a duet from Rent. Zach Desmond, we have the lovely Rhiannon Gavon, is going to going to sing something. She hasn't picked a song, but it's between a couple. And Jack Peterson is another high school kid. He's going to do something from Peter Pan. We have Satara Perez, who sang last year. We have a couple new people. Amy Smith is going to, she's new. She's not super new in town. She's going to lead our chorus at the end of the show, and she's going to sing, I believe, something from Into the Woods. John Stein's back, and we're glad to have him back. And those are just some of the names I jotted. There's about four more. We have probably about 15 numbers, and each of the numbers are about 3 minutes long. So it's not like everyone's up on stage for 10 minutes and you're there until 11 o'clock at night. It is over by 8, the event. And
okay.
And then people linger in the space and just kind of visit with their friends while we're cleaning up around them.
sounds like a really fun event. So Broadway Night is taking place 6:30 p.m. on Friday, January 30th, so that's just a week away. Doors open at 6 p.m., and it's at, where is it taking place?
It's at Otis Theater in the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And I also wanted to thank the Fine Arts Camp for their unwavering support of our program. They always said they wanted Otis to be a little bit of the home of community theater. We do all our shows at the PAC, and of course they're wonderful too. But yeah, and we couldn't do it without the Fine Arts Camp or the Greater Sitka Arts Council either. But
okay, and tickets are $35 for Broadway Night. Right now you can get tickets at the Sitka Sentinel, and we think that the bookstore is opening on Monday and can sell tickets after that. Is there a number people can call with any questions?
That's an unofficial opening date for Old Harbor. I don't really know when they're opening.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So for sure people can go to the Sitka Sentinel and get tickets, $35. And what's the number people should call?
You can call me at 738-0602. By the way, these two numbers we're advertising are both on the Raven Community Calendar, and they're also on in the PSAs we've been running in the Sentinel and on the posters. So if you're looking for our phone numbers, you don't have to memorize them right now.
Okay. And the Sitka Community Theater is also putting on The Flattering Word. It's taking place March 27th, 28th, and 29th, and auditions are right now. They're happening very soon anyway. 4 p.m. Sunday, January 25th is the first audition date, and 6 p.m. Thursday, January 29th is the second. And Taylor Ciambra is the director. You can call 203-815-4126 with any questions you have about that. Shannon and Taylor, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.